Good evening, Color Luck. You're listening to the radio of Color Luck City, informally but more truthfully known as The Rock. We're your hosts, Nick Denikin
and Mallory Wilson. This week, Route 80 remains closed as repairs continue following the recent meteor shower.
Speaking of the meteor shower...
Let's not do this.
Speaking of the meteor shower, we weren't here for this one. We haven't had a meteor shower here since long before we came to Bowen, so I'm just curious how you knew exactly what it was like.
Well, I didn't know what it was like. You can't just... How about we don't do this right now?
No, actually, I think we should, because apparently this is the only way you will do this. I know you don't have a class to get to now. So, you remember the fire a month ago? The official report listed the time as 5 p.m., so I'm just curious how exactly you came up with the time 4:56 in about 33 seconds.
I don't know, Nick. I just knew it. I just said it. It doesn't mean it was true.
You're lying to our listeners for dramatic effect. That's the story you're going with.
No, I didn't lie. I just... Okay. How about we talk about this off-air, because this is not pertinent information, and I don't see what the problem is. It's fine, Nick. Don't worry about it.
No, I actually will be worrying about it. You, of all people, have to see there's no reasonable explanation for this. And now you won't even acknowledge it. So yes, I would say I'm concerned.
There isn't a clear, reasonable explanation for a lot of things. That's why we do tests and collect data before jumping to conclusions. So the reasonable explanation can be found.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's my bad. I must have just forgotten when we talked about this before. I must have been mistaken when you were doing everything in your power to avoid me this past week. Silly me. You'll have to remind me what that scientific plan was.
You know what I mean.
What is it? What do you mean, Mallory?
Sure, there's something off about this, but there's something off about a lot of things if you don't understand the mechanisms by which they function. Disasters sometimes come out of nowhere. Only afterwards can you look back and properly see the causes. But you'll still say things about we should have known when we couldn't have, and pretending there's meaning in a meteor shower of all things when there isn't. It just happened, and we couldn't have expected it.
Well, we should have. That's our whole job. If we can't prepare people for these things, then we're useless.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, listeners. We're not any good at this, are we? Let's move on to something else.
I guess we'll just have to try our best. Aries, instead of making rash decisions, please talk to someone you trust about your problems. Taurus, it might be beneficial for you to listen to your friends when they're trying to help you, Mallory.
Nick, for the love of...
Gemini, you are probably right about everything you try to tell your friends this week, even when they're trying to change the subject and claim everything is all right when it clearly isn't, and you have a fantastic point that they are refusing to acknowledge because they want to ignore the truth. Cancer, I know you... If you think you can escape, you're wrong. You're not going to get away with anything. Leo, you are a creature of layers. Layers of skin and muscle and organs and bone. If you were cut open, we could see every last one of them. Virgo, this week the waves will wash you away and leave behind someone new. They will look just like you, sound just like you, but they will not be you. Libra, I know you feel desperate for safety and consistency this week, but maybe that's just not meant to be. Scorpio, you will meet someone new this week, someone who reminds you so much of someone you knew, but most certainly is not them. Sagittarius, keep yourself safe. You are the number one priority right now. You shouldn't let other people walk all over you. Capricorn, this doesn't have to be so hard, you know. Aquarius, at this point it's on you. You just have to be reasonable. Pisces, your own honesty is a risk, but others' honesty is an opportunity.
Oh.
The storms never quite seem to stop, do they? In the lower latitudes, hurricane season carries on without cessation, and the remnants of storms large enough to bear a name work their way up the continent, resulting in days upon days of rain as far north as Canville. Tonight, the storm raging outside has developed into a thunderstorm. Lightning flashes and thunder roars outside the safety of these walls, and the conditions prove ripe for hail, if we're unlucky. A cloud, by definition, is fluid. Gas and liquids circulate in the atmosphere, water vapor condenses, and eventually falls to earth once the air can no longer support it. But sometimes the raindrops don't fall, at least not immediately. They get caught, held there where the air is icy and still and feels like frozen glass, prone to fracture at any second. They sink, only slightly, and melt a bit. Then rise and freeze and fall and thaw again and again until accumulating enough layers of ice that the updrafts holding them there cannot bear the weight. And so, they crash to Earth, a feeble parody of the meteors from just a few weeks ago. This far north, hail doesn't melt midair. Instead, it strikes a solid blow, shatters upon hitting concrete, or survives well enough to leave a dent in soil and metal alike. Nothing unmanageable, but a storm like this will undoubtedly leave a mark. Rain floods rivers, snow comforts and confines in equal measure, and hail destroys. The thunderstorm is likely to persist for the rest of the night, and as long as it does so, the chance of hail remains.
It is advised that citizens stay indoors for the time being and proceed outdoors only with caution. There is not much else to be done.
Thank you for joining us this evening on The Rock.
We'll talk to you all again next week, and remember, they get caught, held there where the air is icy and still and feels like frozen glass, prone to fracture at any second.